Do young people still do that where they're like, how many people have you?
I hope not. Is that still a thing?
I hated that. I was like, what? Why does it matter? And it, to this day, if someone would ask me that, I'd just be like, immediate ick. Like, no. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode 119.
Woohoo! We made it.
We made it.
I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet, obviously.
And we created the Goddess Hangs podcast to inspire you to live magically.
Magically.
We've been living very magically lately. We've been really shifting our energy and showing up differently, and it's been very exciting.
It has been. It has been. Well, should we just dive into like what's new with us?
Yeah, because we've been together the past week and we're both still in LA right now, but we wanted to enjoy a day where we weren't like working or recording. So we did not record a second episode in person, but we're both in LA right now.
You know, we're nearby.
Yeah. Just,
we're practicing again the remote lifestyle. So last night, it was so sweet. So we got together last Thursday to, I don't know why I'm so raspy. We got together last Thursday to record, and we just worked like for practically 12 hours straight. Like we just worked and worked and worked. And when I got home, I was a little sad. I was like, oh, we didn't like go out and celebrate and like be besties and do all that. And so that was a big priority because I'm not going to see you in person for a long time. Not until Bali.
I know.
And which is unbelievable. And so we decided to go out to dinner last night, and in Santa Monica, there's this very cool spot called Elefante, and it didn't have a dinner reservation. There were no tables available until 10 p.m., and we're like, yeah, no. So
I'll be in bed. Thank you.
Yeah. So we met there at 7. They said, oh, go up to the bar. Like, you'll find a spot. Well, there wasn't any spot except for one, literally, bless you, sweetie girl, one chair. Mm-hmm. And then the people next to us decided to leave. So that was like a great little manifestation. And then the host just walks right over to us. Mm-hmm. And mind you, there's like tons of people like gathered around this
bar.
Giant bar. Mm-hmm. And she's like, do you girls want a table? I'll seat you. We're like, yeah, that'd be great. So we sat down and it was cute. This is my theory. The table was the closest to the kitchen, which was like a big glass kitchen. And when we sat down, I don't know if you noticed, but every single person working back there stopped and gave us like the biggest smile. I was like, I wonder if they put us there to like boost morale.
They're like, the kitchen needs a little boost of whatever happy hormone it is. Serotonin, dopamine, I never remember.
All of it. And I was like, if that is what they do, that is genius. I also love that I was like, I'm so gorgeous that I can boost morale.
We're here, you know, we're just out here sprinkling magic wherever we go.
Yes. So we sat at this table. We ordered sparkling champagne. We got a mushroom pizza. A vodka sauce pasta,
both
which was like
so good.
Oh so gosh. Good. And we did not get like the hummus and naan situation, but I have had it before and it's really good.
Next
so
time.
If you go there, you can. I'm like trying to. I hope that my. So I brought Sweetie Girl into the office today. And she's kind of looking around. I'm like, please don't fly. Please don't fly. She's going to like ram into a window. Just stay there. I put treats everywhere. Just sit down.
She can sense all of the cats just running circles around me right now. They keep just zipping past me.
She's so confused. She's like, why am I in here? Why is this room such a mess? I live with a very messy man. Oh my God. I will not be showing this online. It's terrible. But we sat there and Sadie realized it was such a full circle moment because mm-hmm. we were in the city of Santa Monica, which I didn't even put this together when I like suggested this restaurant. But 3 years ago, we were in that same city, like working our butts off. Mm-hmm. And like up until, wow, what is it? March 13th?
We met in Santa Monica.
So the pandemic would have started like exactly 3 years ago this week. Mm-hmm. So we were working. We were working and we were working hard and we could never have imagined any of this. And Sadie started crying. She's like, Can you believe this?
I was just thinking back to like the moment we met. And if someone would have given us just like a 3 second glimpse to the moment we were in together last night, you know, and it just made me so emotional because
I know.
When we first met, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I spiral so easily, but I'm just like thinking about that first moment, like we met where it was like, hi, I'm Juliet. Hi, I'm Sadie. You know, it's like a brand new coworker mm-hmm. and just thinking about everything that had to happen from that moment, you know, to get where we were and how much heart and hard work we put in and to just like be sitting in that same city where we met and we worked so hard and got really burnt out and then went on to create all of this. It was just mm-hmm. as I was driving home too, I was driving down, you know, the same street that I drove down every night after work, taking the same exit. And I just kind of was looking, I was like, oh my gosh, like I used to stop at that gas station if I needed gas. And, you know, just like kind of these memories and just thinking of how burnt out and how sort of trapped I felt because there was, mm-hmm. I couldn't wrap my head around any possibility of me ever being able to like, I mean, yes, leave that job, but like leave that like kind of job. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. just feeling so trapped, wanting so much more, having no idea how it could ever be possible. But having, and then that kind of switching to having hope for the future once we started getting really into manifestation together at that job and using it for like sales and stuff. And then that hope growing into fucking all of this. It's just, it was just, when I was driving home last night, I just was completely like tripping out. It's just bananas. Totally.
It is bananas. It's all bananas. And you leave tomorrow.
Oh my God. I leave tomorrow.
You get when on this that airplane tomorrow.
Drops, I'll already be on to my second location in New Zealand, I think, because I'm doing Auckland very quickly. And then I'll be down in the South Island in Dunedin. Don't know how to say it, but I'll be already like on my trip. At the time of recording, oh my God, these cats. At the time of recording, I'm flying out tomorrow. This is my last full day here. It's crazy. I was getting emotional while I was doing my little journaling with Boo in my lap this morning. I was like,
oh,
it's so crazy to, because I have so much to look forward to, all mm-hmm. these adventures, whatever. But in the past couple of months, I was very much like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for time to move forward. And then while I've been back in LA, I'm so grateful that I decided to take this week here. But I've just been in this bubble of like, I'm excited for time to move forward, to get to the next thing, to get to New Zealand and Australia and South Korea and Japan and all of the things I have planned. But I'm also not like itching for it to move forward. Like I'm just mm-hmm. enjoying like every second I have here. I'm not like, I can't wait. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm just like so happy with the passing of time right now. It's such a good feeling to like be excited for the future, but also be just like so thrilled to be where I'm at. Cause I just spent the last couple months at home really being like, oh, I can't wait to go live life again. And now I'm in it. I'm doing it. I'm living life again. Mm-hmm. It feels like, and just sort of had that feeling of like, wow, it feels really good to not have, it's fun to feel like a kid waiting for Christmas, but also to just be in a place where like, just so happy to be present, you know?
Absolutely. I was saying when I came to visit you on Thursday, being in the apartment, which now is totally different, yeah. right? Like it's totally redesigned and all these things. It felt like going back to high school after mm-hmm. you've graduated and you're like, it's familiar, but it'll never be the same. And it's not what it was. And, but yeah. like in a really, it just felt right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't like sad.
And that's also like when you like go back to your old high school or your old job, like you go visit your old job mm-hmm. or something. And that feeling of like that space between you and the person you were when that was your time in life, like that delicious space where you're like, wow. And we were talking about this last night. We're like, it hasn't even been that long. But I just feel mm-hmm. like I've died and been reborn about 6 times since when we were recording here every week. It's just crazy.
That's something we were talking about last night when I feel like the last day of our old lives was Halloween.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like the old life ending.
That was literally the exact week I did that Panchakarma treatment, and I literally like did a whole huge reset. Isn't that crazy? I was thinking about that. I was like, that was not only physical, that created some sort of weird ripple out in the universe on a whole nother level.
I know. I feel like a same thing. I'm like, mm-hmm. I died and I came back like bigger and brighter and
brighter
and stronger and hotter. And hotter. Absolutely.
I'm like, every day I wake up hotter and funnier and more magnetic and cooler. Mm-hmm. And we all do here. Everyone listening, remember that. Every day.
Yeah. No, this isn't just about me and Sadie. This is something that everyone can tap into and that we want you to tap into. Our arms are outstretched. Come mm-hmm. come play in this energy with us. It's really fun.
It is.
You've done a really good job. Oh my gosh. So, okay. I'll rewind a little bit. So we went to our dinner. We boosted kitchen morale. They were all... I go out these days and I think everyone's the cutest. I'm like, oh my God, they're smiling at me and I'm smiling back. They're so cute. I'm such a little boy crazy flirt. And everyone knows it. So we went to dinner and it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And then earlier in the day, you all know that I'm sort of in like a mission to move mm-hmm. and it can be kind of disenchanting to like look at the listings and it's bizarre like what has happened over the past like 4 years with the market. Yeah. And I do believe in miracles and solutions and possibilities, and I'm going to get what I want. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it can feel frustrating when you see a lot of what you don't want over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just start looking at listings for houses, even if they're out of budget. Like, I need to walk around a house that's going to inspire me and excite me and get me in the energy and get me to be creative and innovative and, like, figure it out so yeah. I can like get even clearer on what I want, why I want it, and all those things. Cause like touring these apartments has not been inspiring. So I found this property in Topanga Canyon. I'm sure it'll be sold by the time this episode airs. Like we went to this open house. It was like freaking Disneyland. The open house had been going on for 8 minutes. We got there like on time. And there was like a line around the canyon. It was unbelievable. Wow. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to like write a letter and put in an offer for like $1 million under asking. And they'll be so like charmed by my letter. And I saw all the people and I was like, I'm not sure.
I think I'm not sure that's what's going to go. Juliet's Hallmark movie. They're going to be like, we want someone who's understands the spirit of this place. And they're going to be like, it's yours. It's going to be like you're in the Christmas Hallmark movie.
Falling in love. Or <friends. laughs> There's a good one with Christina Milian in, shoot, what is it? She wins an inn in New Zealand. You have to watch it on the plane.
Maybe I'm going to win an inn in New Zealand.
Yes.
Maybe.
And then you fall
really
in love.
I don't want to live there.
And it's one of those things where it's like a small town and the guy who offers to give her a ride, she's like, I'm not getting in a car with you. I don't even know you. I'm from the city. And then she's like, this guy needs to get away from me. And then he works at every single shop in the city. Like, oh yeah, I'm the baker. Oh yeah, I'm the construction guy. Like she can't get rid of him because he works everywhere.
I love it.
I can't wait till that happens to you in about a week. So when you win the inn and you fall in love. So anyways, let me tell you about this property. Oh, and also big LOL. I was like, if I have my intention and I write this letter, I'm going to get it. And then we went to the property and as if I stood a chance, I was like, I don't know if I want this one because there were like the amount of stairs around this property and they were all like hand built, uneven. I was like, this place is a lawsuit waiting to happen. I was like, I don't know about this. I was like, I couldn't bring my mom here. My mom could not walk all these stairs. Like just Victor's grandmother could not come. Like it just, you know, what's fun about going to an open house is nobody knows that you're not putting in an offer.
Yeah. Craig and I used to do that all the time. And I love that they talk to you seriously. And it's a good way to practice, like, knowing the right questions to ask. And yeah, like getting to know. It's so fun. It's such a good manifestation practice to go, even if it's not in your price range.
So it was this beautiful property. It was like 2 acres, but it was 2 acres up a hill. So there wasn't like a yard, but there were all these balconies, but they weren't like, they weren't barriers around them. So you could just walk off a ledge. And wow. I was like, I don't know about having kids here. Just falling downstairs.
Very careful.
Falling off ledges. Mountain lions coming to get them. So it was like 5 little cabins on one property, maybe 6, because there was a big guest house at the bottom of the hill. And then you walk up all the steps. And then there was a home from like the 1930s that was just the most enchanting, charming, beautiful. Oh my gosh, like light and bright. And it just felt amazing. And then you go up another set of steps into the hills and there's different, like an artist nook and another guest house. And oh my God, there was like a kitchen house and I was like, everybody here is looking at this thinking like, oh, well, we could Airbnb this.
I want to look it up on Airbnb once it's sold and someone's been in there for a while and stay there.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. And as we're driving up the canyon, Victor's like, getting groceries. I'm like, can we just roll with the fantasy for 1 hour? Just give me 1 hour. And I wore my most Topanga Canyon dress and hat. And when I tell you that everybody was dressed this way, there's another woman in that same hat. And because there's such a side of me that's like that. Like there's like the Barbie girl side and then there's like the Topanga Canyon Earth Mama side.
Yeah, and, totally. I feel that
too.
Oh my
God, it was just so much fun. It was so much fun. So we did that. We got some smoothies and lunch. We went grocery shopping. And then I got ready for our magical dinner. And let me see. That was really all that was new with me. I think I like stayed in on Saturday. I don't remember what I did. But yeah, that's a great pro tip. If you are needing some inspiration, because it can feel very easy to get frustrated by real estate, right? And I'm finishing up my next EP, and there's a song on there called Born in a Different Time. And it's sort of like grappling with this frustration of like, if I was born in a different time, like I would have this by now, I would be here by now, all these things. Yeah. And it was really like a song of surrender. Like, you know what, this is how it is, and it's all right. And like, maybe mm-hmm. it's better and all these things. But going to open houses like really can get you excited and be mm-hmm. like, oh, this is possible. And okay, so this is okay. So now how do I get to this type of down payment? And how do I get to this type of monthly mortgage? And how do I, as opposed to, oh, that could never happen. So I'm working on that. I'm working on that one. But I know you have a lot new with you, and I'm ready to sit back.
I know. It hasn't even been that many days, because we're kind of double recording in a week, so that when I first start my travels and I'm moving around a lot at first, we don't have to record. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've done so much, even in this short amount of days. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to share, I have my little notes, is that I started booking the next part of my trip. I booked my plane ticket to South Korea. Oh, my cats are fighting in the background. Get out of here. Get out of here. Boo's picking on the kittens. Or the kittens are picking on her. So I booked my ticket to South Korea, and I'm getting so excited for that. So I'm going to be in South Korea in like 1 month. Like, I'm doing 2 weeks in New Zealand, 2 weeks in Australia, and then a month in South Korea. And so I started just looking at like where to stay and the activities I, you know, should prioritize and all of this stuff. And it's like so beautiful. And I'm excited to hit up as many temples as possible. Like, it's just crazy beautiful. And get a bunch of facials, because they're famous for their like facials and skincare there. I'm going to have like a bougie time in South Korea, I feel like. I'm so excited. But I was just thinking about, like, I feel like every time I book the next plane ticket and the next Airbnb or the next, what, like the next tour, like every time I like put my car down to invest in the next thing for this trip, I literally feel like I grow a foot taller. Like, the expansion is unreal, and it feels so fucking good. And like, I'm being very like meticulous on my budget for these travels, because I'm trying to make sure it's like equal to or less than like what I would spend like living in LA, like what my budget was, so I can like also like really like save lots of money on this trip for when I come back. But we live where cost of living is very expensive, so that actually gives me a great travel budget, and it's like pretty easy to stay under budget. So I'm grateful for that, but it's just like so expansive to just invest in the things that like you've always wanted, or that you've been dreaming about, or that, you know, like, I was just thinking about every time I've like pressed yes on like the program or invested in the mentor, or when I first moved into this apartment I'm sitting in right now, like that was like a big stretch, a big leap up from like the cost of living of what I had before that. And just like how it can be like scary, but oh my mm-hmm. gosh, it's just like so expansive. So if anyone listening has been like really wanting to buy the plane ticket or press invest on something, I just like, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. If it's something that you really want, like making it happen. And it's just amazing, like what that initial action, like how much that can change within you even before you're in the experience, you know, mm-hmm. like it's so freaking powerful and it feels so good. And I just know, like, I'm going to continue doing this. I'm going to continue to buying more plane tickets and more beautiful places to stay and all of this stuff. And I'm just excited to continue to see how that like expands me and what that means for me on a personal level. And also how that ripples out into, you know, other areas of my life. And I did another expansive thing. So when I first started booking my trip, I was really like trying to be like ultra budgeted, just because I didn't really know what to expect for, like, as I continued to like buy plane tickets and stuff. And so I was like way, way under budget when I had this first like month or so planned out. So I was like, you know what? When I first get to Auckland, I initially had booked a hostel because I was like, it's a couple days. It'll be nice to make some friends to do something with. But I was like, you know what? I'm just like kind of dreading that. And it doesn't feel like the abundant decision. And like, there's no reason I can't book something nicer. I'm just kind of doing this to myself. So I switched. I canceled my hostel and I'm staying in a nice hotel instead. And I'm feeling so abundant and happy with that decision. And I'm so excited. So I was like, it's going to be a long flight. I'm just going to like want my own space and my own bathroom. And I'm going on a like full day tour one of the days. And I know I'll be nervous with all my stuff just like chilling at a hostel. So I was like, fuck it. Like, there's no reason I can't just treat myself. I'm doing so good budget-wise with the rest of the trip. The Airbnbs I found are like so nice and like so budget-friendly. And even when I'm like staying by myself in them. And so I'm just like, you know what? The first little leg of the trip, I'm treating myself. So I'm very excited for that. So I'm just expanding all over the place. And it's feeling really good.
I love it. I love it. Doesn't it feel good?
Yeah. It's just like, oh, it's fun. And it's like, you know, when I first started, when I was first starting to plan out this trip, I was just feeling really tight and a little bit restrictive. And like, I think part of that is just my dad asking me every single day, is this a smart financial decision? Being in that energy and holding your own energy, it can be hard. And like, I am though, like I said, like having the cost of living of what I would, if I was just staying here, right? Especially if I was going to start living by myself instead. I'm like, oh, I could, especially like where my next travel plans are is very, very inexpensive to travel there. So I'm just like, Sadie, like, cut it out. Like, no. We're not falling back into these scarcity mindsets. Like, you're still being super smart and super reasonable, and you're being expansive and abundant. Like, there's such a beautiful balance you can find with that. And I know that doing this for myself is going to make me show up in cool ways. That is going to draw more abundance into my life. And it all comes back. It all flows in and out. So,
you know what's funny about that question? Somebody else who has done this and traveled the world for 6 months and like taken in a wealth of experiences and like just changed on a cellular level, they wouldn't ask you that.
Right.
They'd be like, that's the best financial decision you could possibly make. Like, yeah. It's all perspective.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of financial decisions that I've made that I have a couple friends that have looked at me and been like, are you out of your mind? And I'm like, no. And then when I think about how those things turned around and helped me in the long run, you know, a wise financial decision is whatever you decide it is.
Right. Well, and like when my dad travels, it's for like 1 week at an all-inclusive resort. And I'm like, that's not what I'm doing. I think that was his like, That's his way of traveling. So I think he thinks I'm staying at like 5-star all-inclusive resorts for 6 months straight, which would be
sandals,
fabulous.
Sandals, New Zealand.
And like, I might do that for a couple days when I'm on an island and I really want to like treat myself for like a weekend or something. Like maybe I will have a couple experiences like that, but like, I had to explain that to him. And when I started booking some stuff, I was like, hey, Dad, like, look at this Airbnb I got. It's only $35 a night. And I think it kind of like blew his mind. And he was like, oh, like, I was like, you know, you can travel in other ways then. But, you know, he has like 1 week a year he does that. And he works really hard. And when he travels, he doesn't want to like think about groceries or planning excursions. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care. He wants to like have a margarita on a beach and not have to think about getting his wallet out all the time. He just wants it all taken care of. And like, I love those kinds of vacations too. But it was just funny. I was like, I don't think you really get what I'm doing here. And then when I explained, I was like, you know, I'm going to be spending probably a lot less money than just like literally living my life in LA. And he was like, oh, okay. Okay.
Because I know. he had to come around to the witch business.
It just takes him a minute.
Yeah. Takes him a minute. That's okay.
He's nervous. His daughter's, you know, traveling around the world. Like, I get it. And that's his way of caring, you know, like most mm-hmm. parents are like, they just want us to be safe. And it's not the most risk-taking, adventurous guy. He's adventurous in different ways, but he's not much of a don't have a quote normal job and travel the world for as long as you please kind of guy.
I love when I was staying at your house and I would look at it. Your neighborhood's interesting because there aren't any fences anywhere, so if somebody's like running a block over, you can see them. And so yeah. I remember like being in your kitchen and looking out the window and seeing your dad like running down the street jogging like a block away. I was like, oh, look at him go.
Our little circle. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it's funny coming like literally getting back here and then just like back at my abundant, like the energy is so different. But I think I'm good for my family because they're like, oh, you can do things differently. Like they're mm-hmm. seeing it in real time. And like my brothers have talked about traveling more and, you know, doing different things. So I'm happy. It's scary to be the first one to do it in the family and everyone think you're crazy at first. But at this point, everyone's like, thinks it's really cool and exciting. So I'm grateful to be doing this. And then let's see, did I have anything else? Not really, just feeling really expansive. And in the theme of that word, expansion, we had a fun chat last night about that too, and some things that I've been playing with and we've been playing with in terms of expansion, and I wanted to share. So I was listening to Manifestation Babe, Catherine Zenkina, one of our first ever mentors. And I was listening to her, like she did like a free secret podcast thing leading up to her next launch of MBA. And I did MBA years ago, but I still like doing all of her little free challenges because they're still
great
value. And it's fun to keep learning from someone like the way she teaches has evolved so much, just like the way we teach has evolved so much. And it's just fun to continue to be a part of that. But she was sharing a story that she was working with her therapist, which is Dr. John Connolly of Rapid Resolution Therapy. And he's absolutely amazing. I've attended a couple of his free group calls where you can volunteer to be therapized in front of the group. I've never gotten to do it because everyone kind of raises their hand that wants to, but you can watch him at work. And it's cool. And experienced a couple group RRT things that have been absolutely mind-blowing and made like instant shifts. And I'm really excited to eventually get certified in that after I'm done traveling. But she was sharing a session she had with him, and this just kind of like blew my mind, right? Because she said she went to him for just like she had a baby this past year and she was ready to like drop her extra baby weight. And she just felt like she was kind of feeling stuck on that and having like tightness around it needing to happen in like a certain time frame or a certain way, as I'm sure a lot of you know, moms have experienced themselves. And so she decided to do a session on this with Dr. John Connolly. And I loved the conversation she shared where he was like, well, Catherine, you're already hot. And she was like, yeah. And he was like, you believe that, right? Because you are. You're already hot. And she was like, yeah. Like, yeah, I think I'm hot. And he was like, okay. So you just want to be hotter. And she was like, oh, yeah, I guess so. And that shift of just like, I'm already hot and I want to be hotter, or I already have an amazing life and I just want it to be more amazing, or I'm already abundant and I just want to be more abundant. It just like kind of melts away that tightness of like, it has to happen, or it's so serious, or like, if it doesn't happen, like life sucks or I'm bad, right? Like it takes away that aspect of like, I think that can happen a lot too, where we like want something, and if it doesn't happen a certain way or in a certain timeline, it's like, oh, we failed. But it's like, how can we fail if we're already that thing and we just want more of it? We want to be more of it. We want to go deeper in it, right? And I just love that. So that's why I'm like, every day I wake up even hotter and more amazing and more abundant and cooler and funnier because I'm already all those things. And we're just expanding. And I loved that. And that was such a like fun, playful shift. And another thing she shares that she does with her mentor, Andrea Crowder. I love these like pipelines of mentors that it goes back and everyone's sharing with each other. And it's just abundance, abundance to always be sharing this stuff with each other. So I got to share it too. But they kind of play. I think I shared this a while back, but just like that kind of like way of being like, wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be fun if? And then she said to after it say like, but I don't really care. Like, wouldn't it be fun to, you know, increase my income? But I don't really care. Wouldn't it be fun to get a new job? Wouldn't it be fun to be full time in my own business? But like, whatever. And so... when I was back home for the first month, not really the last month I was there, but the first month, obviously I was going through a lot and I'm still processing, you know, my breakup and there's still things that I'm going through, but it was, you know, it was a lot. I put all my stuff in storage. I left my boyfriend. I left my cat. I'm obsessed with. I left my beach home with an ocean view. Like it was, I left all my friends. I left just everything. And I was feeling so tight and so like, oh my gosh, like, why did I do that? How am I going to get back to where I want to be? Like, that feels so far from where I'm at right now. And I've shared a lot of how I've sort of made that playful and fun and whatever, flashing myself in the mirror while doing my little affirmations and things like that.
Which works, by the way.
It works. Every time I do it, like we get a like, congratulations, there's a new student email or a surprise opportunity comes in or it's bananas. But I just want to share that because like, it wasn't that long ago that we recorded an episode where we were both like, I'm fine. And we didn't mean it, you know, like, like, just struggling and not feeling good and feeling so tight and feeling overwhelmed and feeling like, how do I ever, because I've had one version of my dream life, but I expanded beyond that and I had to leave it all behind. I had to let that dream life die in order to have the next one. And that was the hardest thing to decide to do and so painful. And it felt, once I did it and I was back home, I was just like, fuck, what have I done? How do I ever feel good? How do I ever manifest and create from how I'm feeling right now? How do I ever get, I feel like I dug myself into a hole and I was just going to be trapped there. And I knew that wasn't true, but that's how it felt. And so I just want to share that because I felt really shitty and very quickly I manifested and did the work and got myself back into a place where I'm like, oh my God, I am just so happy and so at peace and so free of weight and anxiety and so drastically different as a complete human being on a cellular level. And so you don't have to feel good. You don't have to be grateful for everything in your life in order to manifest. Like, you can manifest and create your dream life regardless of how you feel about your life right now, regardless of how grateful or not grateful or good or not good you feel. Like, just commit to the fact that you know what you want, which is to feel good and whatever, get clear on the other things that you desire and just be persistent. Like, I did all of that through, you know me, I'm obsessed with my, like, I wake up every day and I meditate and I tap and I journal and I read. And I just, no matter how shitty I felt, I made myself do those things. Mm-hmm. And then very quickly my energy started shifting and the clarity started coming through, and Julia and I recreated our whole entire business from behind the scenes and worked mm-hmm. so hard. And while we were in it, it felt like, oh my God, this is going to be forever. And oh my God, we're tired. And oh my God, we're working so hard. And it really wasn't that long of a period of time. And I'm in such a different place now. So I just want to say to anybody listening who is in a funky place or feeling overwhelmed or maybe even hopeless about how could I get myself from here to where I want to be, you just got to do it. You got to show up for yourself and start with your taking care of your energy and start with your mindset and make the number one goal to feel good and to heal and to get to know yourself on a deeper level. And then everything else will begin to fall in place. But that's what's new with me.
Not much.
Just tripping out over my life as I always do.
We love to see it, don't we? No, we love to see the evolution. And yeah, no, I mean, I think I already said this when we were at dinner last night. We just were like, our minds were exploding. Mm-hmm. We're like, look what we did in like 2.5 years. Look what we did in 4.5 months.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we both agreed, like we're completely different people mm-hmm. than we were on Halloween.
Yeah.
And we're stronger.
Where will we be and who will we be next Halloween? I'm excited to find out because we have a lot planned between then and now.
I know. Maybe one of us will be pregnant. Who knows?
Hopefully not me. Or maybe. We'll see who I meet along the way.
It's anyone's guess. Who's to say? We don't know.
Well, both of us, because we have a pact.
Oh, yeah. Babies in Bali.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I really do need to find somebody. Be like, look, I have this pact with my best friend / business partner. Could you do me a solid?
Have I shared this story? Like when I finally had sex for the first time?
I don't think so.
Hi, Dad, who watches these. I won't get graphic, but... I think 21. I was like almost 22. And I wasn't even like in a hurry, but I was just so tired of having to have that conversation yeah. with every guy of like, just so you know, I'm yeah. a virgin. I was like so over it. And so I hit up my friend that I hadn't seen in many years, my sweetheart friend who he took me to his prom and I went, I brought him to my prom. We weren't even dating when I brought him to mine, but nobody asked me to prom. So I was like, will you come with me to mine? And he's like, yeah, for sure. And I literally texted him and I said, I need you to do me a solid. And he was like, yeah, I could do that. And that's how I lost it.
Oh my God. I did not know this story.
You didn't know that? Yeah. It was very transactional. I was like, it just needs to get done. I was like, I trust you. You're not going to make a big deal about it. You're not going to get like some ego trip on like, I was reversed. You're like, he was so laid back. In no world would he care. And I was like, I need you to set me free from this thing. And he's like, yeah, come on over.
Wow.
Yep. That's how that got taken care of. Because I was like, I cannot tell. And you know what? In hindsight, I probably didn't have to tell anybody anything, but I just wanted them to know so that if they like, what are you doing, Tweetums? Uh-oh, she came closer to me. Oop. What do you want to do? Oh, there's no food in there. All right, she's just exploring. I just brought her in here and I'm nervous she's going to take off. You're just exploring, honey? Okay. I got to get her wings clipped. She might try going for the window. We'll see. Just stay there. If we have to edit something out, we will. Anyways, she got intrigued. She's like, tell me how.
Mom?
Mom, you
ho. You mean there was someone before dad?
No. Me and Victor always tell each other, I'm like, honey, it's so sweet that we waited for each other. I love that for us. He's like, yeah. But yeah, you know, it's like, on one hand, nobody ever wakes up ready to do anything. On the other hand, I just woke up ready one day and was like, yeah, this is getting taken care of. It was like going to the DMV. It was like, I need to renew the registration. I was so over it. I was like, let's just do this. And then I was like, well, nobody needs to know how many people or how many times. Like, I can just be like, yeah, I've done this, whatever.
Yeah. Remember that was such a, do young people still do that where they're like, how many people have you?
I hope not. Is that still a thing? Who cares?
I hated that. I was like, why does it matter? And it, to this day, if someone would ask me that, I'd just be like, immediate ick. Like, no, I literally, that's such a weird, like, I could care less.
Yeah, I hope it's like not a thing. Now I feel bad. I should have put seed in there for you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like,
Mom, what the hell?
Just empty bowls.
You bring me in here. There's no snacks.
Hey, you have three big sprigs of millet that you are not helping yourself to.
Oh, well.
Go have some millet. Good girl. So, yeah. That's how did we get on that topic?
I literally have no idea.
I have no idea.
Julia, I guess that just randomly was like, you know what story I haven't told? Now feels like the time.
Oh my God.
Tune in next week for the story of my virginity. We can't give it up to you all at once. We have to keep you coming back for more.
I also think that it's just the, like, I just waited because everybody in high school talked and I just was like, no, I don't want to deal with that. Like, I just don't want to, because everybody knew and there was definitely still like a stigma in 2008, right? Like, you know, it's starting to, it's different now in 2023. Like, we don't care as a collective as much. I mean, I'm sure some certain communities do, but, most people are
at
like,
at least the circle
okay.
We run in. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, you know, talk about bold AF action. I said, this is getting taken care of today.
Yes. Look at that. Manifested. And
that
was
great.
Manifesting. Ask for what you want.
And you know what blew my mind? You know what blew my mind? I thought I would feel different after. I thought I would feel like a different person or like a woman. I didn't feel any different.
I felt cooler.
I did, like, feel a little freer.
It's like, I'm cool. Well, pretty experienced. Felt like a cool girl. It's like, but, you know, every day I wake up feeling cooler. So that's just me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Before we say moon magic, a quick announcement that we should have done way earlier in the episode.
Now we're in.
Just a quick word from our sponsors, us. We sponsor ourselves. We have an incredible retreat coming up that you've heard about. Mm-hmm. And it has... Do not fly. You've heard about this and you want to go. You're so excited to go.
You want just have to fly.
You want to fly. Like, tweet him. I wish I could put her on my shoulder. She would have literally no idea what to do because I've never done it. And then you would see her fly away and it would be chaotic. We're going to Bali for 1 week. We're hosting the most amazing magic manifestation mindset retreat. It's all about getting activated, getting excited, feeling in alignment with your purpose, your inner magic, what's possible for you. It's going to be the best decision you've ever made to come to Bali with us. And we have some spots available. And the last day to sign up is, I believe, May 22nd. And you can do a payment plan that is extended, long-term, no interest. You can make it happen. So we'd love to have you come to Bali.
I think the save $200 code expires on March 30th or 31st.
Yes, it does. So use the code BALI200 at checkout to save $200. Mm-hmm. You have a couple more. You have one more week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, when this comes out, you'll have one more week. I forgot we're recording early. So if you want to save $200, BALI200, there's amazing cash flow friendly options if you want to do a payment plan through a firm. And we would love to see you there. We have really amazing workshops planned led by us. And then we also have the most amazing itinerary, all of the must see, must do Bali attractions. We're doing it. We have a local guide taking us and guiding us through everything. So we're so safe and taken care of the entire time. Mm-hmm. I am just so excited to meet monkeys and eat delicious food and chill on the beach together and be in ritual together. It's going to be the most amazing time. And that'll be when Juliet and I reunite again after, it won't be a full 6 months apart. It'll be 4.5 or 5 months, something like that. It's going to go by so fast, I feel like, because this last 3 months went by so fast. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to see you there.
Absolutely.
And we have, I'm like, what's the next thing I was going to say? We have our Manifest Like Magic guidebook. We rebranded the Witchcraft for Beginners guidebook a little bit. And there's a really fun new offer when you get in on that. We have a little manifestation activation bundle. It's only $11. And if you use it coincided with that Manifest Like Magic guidebook, it's going to triple your impact. You'll have the guidebook, but you'll know how to put it into action to actually manifest in your life. So if you want to get invited to that manifestation activation bundle, go pop your email back into that free guidebook, and then we'll send you the details about that. The link is in the show notes. We're really excited about that new little bundle we created. There's an amazing manifestation journal to help guide you through the process and really dig into what magic needs to happen to create something exciting in your life. And then there's a subliminal audio to utilize to help rewire your subconscious mind and expand your energy. There's an incredible meditation. There's an incredible tapping video. The whole bundle is there to get you started or to boost your manifestation magic. So make sure you check that out. And we also have a free witchy travel guide that you can grab. And it's some witchy tips, some solo travel tips. It's really cute. And then if you're still thinking about Bali and you want a little bit more information, make sure you get the witchy travel guide because we'll email some more things over. And we're going to host a little Bali party later this month on Zoom to get to chat, and you can ask us questions and we can dive a little deeper into the rituals we'll be hosting and all of that. So lots of fun magic in the show notes. Make sure you check all that out.
And now on to moon magic.
Wow. Okay. So I'm excited I made a couple little notes. So, okay. Raise your hand if you work with the new moon and the full moon. Wow. We do.
Yay.
So this is something that we've been doing with our coven for a very long time, is working with the new moon and full moon energy. But we thought it'd be fun to dive a little deeper into why we do that, because it's popular to set, new intentions with the new moon and to release with the full moon. But I wanted to dive into why we do that, why it's powerful, and why that's such an important piece of, for us, our manifestation practices and our journey in continuing to expand into bigger, juicier versions of our dream lives. Because the moon, it cycles in a, about a 28 to 30 day cycle. So it's 1 month cycle. So it's an amazing way to keep track and hold yourself accountable to the different cycles we need to move through in the manifestation process. So this is why it's so important for our personal development journey, and why we just think that like manifestation through the perspective of being witches is so, so, so freaking powerful, because the manifestation cycle, you know, there's getting clear and setting your intention. Hello, new moon. There's getting into the energy, the vibrational alignment, which, you know, some of that is digging into like the shadow work side and what are my limiting beliefs? What do I need to release? Hello, full moon. And then it's taking action, right? And surrendering. And these are all things that we can pop into these moon cycles and make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable to doing this work on a monthly basis. So it's really cool. And it's not just because it's cute and fun as witches to love the moon. From a personal development standpoint, it's actually incredibly powerful and magical. So let's chat about the moon cycles a little bit. So of course, the new moon we have. So on new moons, this is a really powerful time to set new intentions and to like start fresh, right? The new moon is a new moon cycle. It's a new beginning. And the new moon is when the sky is dark, right? Like the moon almost like disappears. So you can also look to the sign the moon is in, which is what we do in the Alchemy Collective for our coven rituals. For instance, we just had a new moon in Pisces was our last new moon ritual. So not only is the new moon a powerful time to like set new intentions, you know, have a reset, have a new beginning and a new month, but as we move throughout the year and we're examining the different signs that the moon is moving through, it's incredibly powerful because we all have a little bit of these energies in all of us, right? Like it's helpful for all of us to reflect on our lives from the standpoint of Pisces energy, and our next new moon is going to be Aries and tapping into that part of ourselves, right? And moving through every sign, it really asks us to have a full circle examination of our lives and how we can utilize the powerful aspects of every sign, because every sign has something beautiful and really powerful and magical to offer us that we can embrace and tap into. And so things that are great to do on a new moon are to do like a really deep cleansing, right? To start fresh for the moon cycle. But also to like take a look, either set new intentions or review your intentions that you're already working on, right? To come back and say, okay, have I taken action on this in the past month? What do I want to make happen this month with this? Like really re-solidify and recommit to what you want to create in your life, as well as setting brand new intentions. But you don't have to set brand new intentions every month, right? Every new moon. But maybe you have a big goal for the year and you can break it down per new moon and say like, what's something small that I can commit to this month to move me towards that goal? So new moons are amazing to perform intention setting rituals, to script on your goals, to meditate and decide and really call in that inspired action of like, how am I going to make shit happen for this month? Do you want to add anything about new moons, Juliet?
Something that crossed my mind is sometimes when we're manifesting, we can feel a little lonely, right? We're like, oh, this is my journey and this is what I want and all these things. But when you work with the moon, you're working with a collective of people that you will, a lot of them, most of them you'll never even meet, but you are part of a group energy of other people who are doing it at the same time and who are setting intentions at the same time and who are releasing at the same time. And there's something really, really beautiful about that. So I always love to think about that whenever I work with the moon. I think, oh my gosh, how many other witches are setting an intention tonight? How many other witches are putting their crystals out tonight? Like it's very, just makes you feel way less alone. And I always like to think, I mean, especially when we work with our community and the Alchemy Collective, I just love, you know, whenever we tap into meditation, I always like to say, like, be so present right now to all the other people who are with you in this moment. Because spirituality and personal development can feel like a lone wolf path. It can. And we are all entitled to our own experiences and beliefs and opinions and whatever it is in this realm and in all realms. Mm-hmm. But moon magic kind of brings us all together. Mm-hmm. And that's something I love about it. So especially on the new moon, the full moon, I wanted to throw that in.
Yeah. So from the new moon, when the moon is dark, right? There's no light shining on it. So it appears dark in the sky. Then we have the moon going through its waxing phase. So there's also phases you can really break down on an even deeper level. Excuse me. Every time I fly, I get like a little head cold and I'm processing that right now. So you can break these phases down even more. And the moon is moving through different signs like every couple days. But we in our community focus on the new moon and full moon. But what's really cool to think about is the reason that we set intentions on the new moon. It's a new cycle, right? A new beginning. And then from that point, the moon appears like it's growing bigger in the sky up until the full moon, right? So you can think of like, I'm setting this intention and I'm in the next 2 weeks, it's growing, mm-hmm. right? So from the new moon, as it appears to be growing in the sky, this is the waxing moon phase. It's waxing. And so this is really powerful to focus on growth, right? Focusing on creation, you know, like literally that growth that's happening in the sky, utilizing that in your life as well. So if you're someone who likes performing spells and rituals regularly, that time between the new moon and the full moon, where the moon appears to be growing, that's great time for manifestation rituals, right? For bringing something into creation, healing, productivity, inspiration, motivation. This is the phase, the 2 weeks where the energy is really going to serve us in our growth. So I love thinking about that because I'm like, oh, like I'm planting the seeds to my intention. And then it's growing during these 2 weeks. So then we get to the full moon where the moon is full, right? It's bright. It's lit up in the sky. And this is where we often are focusing on releasing, right? We hear a lot about releasing with the full moon. So why is that? Well, one, we can think of that full moon being completely lit up in the sky and it's shining a light on us, right? Shining a light on maybe what we need to release, what needs to change, what needs to shift. Shining a light and like allowing us to see clearly maybe how we're not showing up for what we want, how we can be bigger and bolder, some of the limiting beliefs that we really need to work on rewiring our subconscious mind. It shines a light and makes it clear as day mm-hmm. how we can shift energy in our life, right? So this is where the full moon comes in as a powerful time to release. And again, you can look to the sign the moon is in and think about in that area of my life that is connected to this sign, what am I holding on maybe a little too tightly? How can I surrender more deeply? How can I, you know, think about what this particular sign teaches me and how can I release resistance to that? How can I embrace that more fully? And of course, during the full moon with that bright light in the sky, this is when we like charge our crystals under the moonlight or make moon water. It's really amazing to go for a walk under the full moon and be under that moonlight, right? And so we tend to perform releasing rituals together on the full moons in our collective. And then before I go into the waning moon phase, you want to add anything about the full moon?
I just love that on a full moon, the tides are different. Mm-hmm. I mean, the gravitational pull is a little bit different. And we're all made of so much water. And so it affects us too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people might find themselves crying around the time of a full moon. Emotions are heightened, things are amplified. And it's almost like with that pull being heavier, imagine it's like, maybe not through gravity, but imagine that all of the things that you're ready to release are being pulled to the surface. Mm-hmm. And then you have this beautiful opportunity to just like cry and feel and let them out. It's also a time of celebration. Mm-hmm. And I always, you know, I remember when I would book my shows, back when I did that, I would always try to book them around full moons because I just loved the idea of people like coming out and celebrating, and there'd be a full moon in the sky and they'd hear music and, you know, all the planning that led up to it. It was like a completion. So it's also a fun time to, you know, plan around. And then of course, you know, we all know this, but just the fact that the moon cycle lines up exactly with a typical menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's not a coincidence.
I know, it's really
I'm magical. Sorry, it's just not. And I say, you know, typical, obviously some people don't have a cycle. Some people have shorter, some people have longer, but typically it's 28 days. And whenever mine lines up exactly and I can look at the moon and know when I'm fertile, it's just bizarre. I'm like, this is something else.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah. You know, obviously I am at the apartment right now by the beach, but I lived here for a few years and it was really fun to, cause you know, we'd go on beach walks most days, and the tide would go extra, extra low around, I think it was the full moon and maybe the new moon or one of them. And so you could always find more shells around then because the tide would go way lower than normal and probably higher too. But it's just so cool. And yeah, to think that the moon wouldn't affect us when we can so visibly see its pull on the ocean tides and its effect on that and how we are made up of so much water. It's just so very clear, you know, and how our cycles can sync up to the moon, and we are just magical human beings. It's so cool.
I know.
And so then just like how with the, you know, we have the new moon and then the moon appears to be growing, you know, it's not literally growing, but appears to be in the sky, and we have the full moon. And then after the full moon, the moon is waning. So it appears to be growing smaller. So if you think about that, the full moon being that initiation of release, and then that moon appearing to sort of disappear, it's almost like we are sending what we need to release to the moon. And it's like, I'll take care of that for you and make it sort of like disappear, you know, like it's taking it with it so that we don't carry that into the next moon cycle with us. So it's very magical, and it makes a lot of sense why these energies work the way they do. So not you don't just have to release on the full moon. That whole 2 weeks after the full moon, where that moon appears to be growing smaller before it becomes dark again on the new moon, that whole time is beautiful for releasing work, for forgiveness, self-forgiveness, to really focus on. And, you know, maybe we don't want to spend 2 weeks of every month being like, my forgiveness and, you know, releasing whatever. But we can also think about this from a perspective of like, you know, maybe that part of the moon cycle, maybe it's not all like the deep shadow work that can be a little bit more intense, but maybe that's what I really focus on, the rewiring of my subconscious mind, really doubling down on my tapping practice or listening to subliminal audios or things that are rewiring and helping me release limiting beliefs. Maybe it's not all like tears and forgiveness. And to me, I'm like, I don't want to spend 2 weeks a month doing that. I will spend my full moon examining that a day or two, but that's intense, right? But I kind of like to think about, okay, but these 2 weeks are perfect time for me to really focus on whatever practices, hypnosis techniques, tapping, all of it, that I'm rewiring the subconscious mind. Whereas from the new moon and that waning phase, I can focus more on like, how do I get into, the, the expansive practices of like, ooh, I feel really abundant. I feel really good. I feel like the version of myself who has these things, right? And so it's really cool to hold ourselves accountable to all aspects of the work it takes to transform our lives, because it takes a little bit of it all, right? We do have to work on the shadow side of releasing and forgiving and rewiring those beliefs and shifting our perspective on some of those not so great stories in our lives that we've gone through. And then it's also fun and playful and creating and taking action and showing up for those big dreams. So the moon cycle is so much deeper and goes so much beyond it just being something witchy and fun, right? Like, it really is on a deep level perfect if you're serious about, you know, personal development and mindset work and manifestation and creating real big, juicy change in your lives. Like, the moon is where it's at. It's so powerful, and it's such a great accountability partner, like literally to be like, oh, the moon's calling me out. It's time to do a little forgiveness work. It's time to do a little, you know, reflecting on what is my mindset like? Is it holding me back right now? Is it convincing me not to take action? Is it convincing me to play small? Ooh, I'm getting a chill. It's so powerful. That's how I like to think of the moon, is my little accountability buddy.
The moon is the ultimate accountability partner.
It is. It's so cool and powerful.
It's like all of nature and all mm-hmm. And you know what? It's not just witches. Like, how many different cultures and civilizations over time have connected to the cycles of the moon?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's something so much bigger. And so it's amazing that we have just this celestial body in the sky above all of us every night, no matter where we live, mm-hmm. that sweetie girl, she's like, why didn't you put food in this bowl? I don't know, because you've never taken an interest in that bowl. Yeah, it's exciting. I love the moon, and I'm a moon child. I'm a Cancer. So I'm especially, I'm tuned in to that moon and its phases. Yeah. So I'm excited. How are you going to do your moon magic when you're traveling? What are you bringing with you? What's your moon magic plan?
So I will not be partaking, you know, fire spells, anything with fire, candles, burning things. Those are always my favorite. I will not be partaking in much fire magic on my travels, but I did bring a handful of crystals that like are meant just to be like my bedside crystals whenever I get to a new place. I stuck them in my purse and my wallet and my one backpack and my other back, like they're like protecting all of my things. So I'll definitely have my little practice to or charge my crystals in the moonlight. I'll make moon water. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'll be interesting. And I definitely plan on having that be part of my travel content of like how I'm still honoring like that side of me and my love for rituals when I'm traveling. And it, you know, like it doesn't really make, I'm not going to like bring like a bucket of tea lights with me.
No cauldron.
Traveling. But you know, maybe I'll pop it. Like, I'm excited, like, to see, like, if I come across, like, metaphysical shops and get a little something and have little rituals everywhere I go. And I'm really excited to study up on some of the witchy traditions in different countries that I'm visiting and make some content around that too. And I'm really interested to see like what maybe like classes or experiences very specific to like the spiritual practices in different countries are that I can partake in and do that. That's definitely part of like my budget that I've planned for is like, can I go to like, I don't know, just some sort of spiritual experience or class in some of these countries, especially, you know, like we're doing that in Bali with with the temple, doing that purification ritual, cleansing ritual there. So I'm really excited to, it'll be a time where I'm going to be, it's not going to be my traditional form of like my own personal rituals, but really experiencing like what it's like around the world. And, the experiences that, you know, they invite, you know, outsiders and travelers into, and very respectfully, like learning and partaking in what I have access to. And I'm really excited to just like learn more about that, because definitely like Eastern spirituality is I'm very drawn to, you know, like I've been saying, talking about a lot lately, my mom's connection to Qigong and that coming from China and learning more about the different like energy healings and different things in different countries. So it'll be a time of trying new things and having new experiences. But I have my crystals, and there's so much you can do without like having like, you know, a lot of, you know, when I have my own place, it's has a whole shelf dedicated to like all of my herbs and my candles and my little trinkets and all of that. And I definitely miss having that. I brought a little bit of it back to Wisconsin with me. But I miss having my full Monty, my little witch, my own little apothecary. But it's fun to get creative. And so I'm excited to share like how I stay feeling magical while living out of my backpack and traveling around a lot. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. Let us know what your moon rituals are and if there's a part of the moon cycle that calls to you the most. We've got some, most of us, I think, are full moon babes, but some people love that new moon. They love the new beginnings. They love the fresh start. And maybe you're a waning or a waxing gal. Let us know. And how you, you know, celebrate the different moons while you travel, while you're away from home. Like, I would love to know that. I think I'm excited to see, you know, how you do it when you're on, when you're on the road.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And I'll get to do it with Coven still in our Alchemy Collective. Every 2 weeks we meet for our new moon and full moon rituals. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to be in community and I want to, you know, partner with the moon and other people that are on the same wavelength to create big change in my life, you definitely need to check out the Alchemy Collective. And actually, we have a brand new way to experience the Alchemy Collective, because we know that one, monthly memberships aren't for everyone, or maybe right now it's not the right commitment for you, but you still, or maybe you just aren't sure about what the vibe is and you really want to understand what's in it, a little trial, if you will. We created a very fun, playful new way to experience the Alchemy Collective. You can get a fast pass, which is 24 hours access to the whole library. Binge as much as you want in 24 hours. And so you can see everything that's in there. You can watch the classes that you've heard about and are most excited by. It does not give you access to the live calls. But if, for instance, you want to join us for the next new moon ritual, you won't be able to do a live call with the fast pass, but I immediately upload those rituals, so you could totally get a fast pass and catch the replay, which is just as powerful, and see what you think before you commit to the full membership, which we know you're going to want to join us because we have so much fun in there. But that's brand new too, so you can check out the fast pass link. We would love to have you try it out with us, because there's a crazy amount of magic in the Alchemy Collective waiting for you. Probably over 40 hours now, because last time I calculated it was a while ago. It was 30 hours of content. Now it's probably like 40 or more.
It's amazing. It blows me away, and I helped make it.
Yeah, right? I know. I'm like, damn, we are creatrixes. We create a lot. But it's so fun.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be all for today. And next time we see you, you're going to be on the other side of the world.
I know. The next time we record, I'll be in New Zealand. and then Australia, and then South Korea. It's crazy. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to record the podcast and to teach in our memberships from all over the world. Talk about expansive. Bro, we're going to be expanding over here. I'm so excited.
I am too. I'm excited.
Yay. Well, everyone, make sure you check out the show notes for the freebies and to get your fast pass to try out the Alchemy Collective. Make sure you're following us on social media. The handles are the same on Instagram and TikTok at Goddess Hangs. I'm at I am Sadie Olson.
I'm at Juliet.Piper.
And we're so grateful for you. See you next week.
We're so grateful. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.